The following message is by Pastor John Piper. More information from Desiring God is available at www.desiringgod.org.
The priests and merchants in the hills and girls and women at the mills had smiled at old man Zach as long as many could recall. The song, they'd shout when he returned to them from duty in Jerusalem. The song! For 20 years they'd sung the song and put it on the tongue of children when they told the tale of how the desert John was born. That's what they called his son. The corn would crush beneath the wheels as women worked to make the meals for half a dozen priests from old Abijah's clan. Then they'd be told, the clan's back, and old man Zach is coming up the hill with pack and staff and 90 years of life, or more, some said, he'd climb. His wife had met him on the ridge until she died. Most say she'd taken ill because the desert took her boy. She groaned for days and cried, destroy your snakes and vipers, wilderness, but not my son. The boy was less than 12 the first time he had not returned. And then, before he got a beard upon his face, he ceased to come at all. And facing east upon her simple mat, she died. But not the old man Zach. He'd cried for her and John. But then he took his staff and pack and sacred book and kept his yearly vigil for another 15 years. Adore the God who gives and God who takes, he used to say. The sovereign makes no large or small mistakes. When he and other hillborn priests would be a furlong from the village mill, the shout would rise, he's on the hill! And girls would leave their grinding stones. The song, they'd shout. The tones were struck and all would sing. Just four short lines for old man Zach, no more. A barren womb has given birth a desert boy from desert sprung. Who can foresee the baby's worth, the boy who made his father young? And it was true. The boy had made his father young. Old Zach had prayed that God would let him see the day when John would lift his voice and say, prepare, prepare the way of God. Now 30 years gone by, he trod this one last time the village hill, and at the setting of the sun lay still with fever in his face. The men kept vigil through the night, and when his breath was almost gone, he said, John, John. An old man stroked his head. For all they knew, the boy had been dead for 15 years. The sky turned red along the eastern ridge. His breath would pause, then, evading death, return, each time more soft. And then, against the blood-red sky, the men saw, silhouetted like a black and brawny desert priest, with pack and staff, and sacred book, the frame of John. They knew it, for he came straight to the simple shelter where he'd lived for half his life. And there, without a word to those who sat spellbound, he knelt beside the mat. And as he bent, his long black hair fell round their face like answered prayer and made a holy tent. He kissed his father's eyes with glazed mist, the first flesh he had touched for 10 long, lonely years plus 5. And then he put his lips beside the old man's waiting ear and said, behold, a voice that in the desert cries, prepare the way of God. The eyes of Zechariah twitched. His hand rose as if drawn from heaven, the grand gesture of a grateful priest. And as the glory of the east began to shine, his arm fell round John's neck, then softly to the ground. O God, our arms and hope are weak. He has been gone so long. But He alone is all we seek. Oh, that Your bright and shining face would shine in candle one, and grant that by Your almighty grace we might embrace the Son.
Thank you for listening to this message by John Piper, pastor for preaching at Bethlehem Baptist Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Feel free to make copies of this message to give to others, but please do not charge for those copies or alter the content in any way without permission. We invite you to visit Desiring God online at www.desiringgod.org. There you'll find hundreds of sermons, articles, radio broadcasts, and much more, all available to you at no charge. Our online store carries all of Pastor John's books, audio, and video resources. You can also stay up to date on what's new at Desiring God. Again, our website is www.desiringgod.org. Or call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Our mailing address is Desiring God, 2601 East Franklin Avenue, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55406. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure, because God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him.